Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome, everybody, to another fresh and hot off the grill episode of Geek Cave Podcast Comics. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Chad.
I am 100% certain that Spider-Man has auto-rotate turned off on his phone. Welcome to comics.
Oh, wait, just one second. I'm here from 20 minutes in the future. It's pretty good.
Thank you, Darren. We'll come back to you in a second. Speaking of things that are from the future and the past and everywhere in between, I want to talk about our sponsors for a moment. Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today, with free shipping on all orders in the U.S., plus great t-shirt, sweatshirt, and hoodie designs for everything geek chic. Whether you're a fan of old-school gaming, anime, 80s cartoons, or something in between, find everything you need for you at shirtosaurus.com. And Gamefly, with membership options for every budget, plus gifts for gamers of all ages, Gamefly has thousands of titles for you to keep as long as you want, and when you're done, just send them back in the prepaid postage envelope. Or keep it forever and pay a lot less than in-store prices. And they have just updated their rewards program, so you can stack up to $20 in coupons towards any purchase. Sign up for a free 30-day trial right now using the link at geekcavepodcast.com. And Darren's from 20 minutes in the future. Speaking of things that take 20 minutes or less, Darren, did you do something else?
I don't know who that other guy was, but yeah, actually I did. Hold on a sec. Let me... All right, I'm ready.
Be gentle. It's Darren's first time.
Motherfucker, I told you be gentle.
All right, so, you know, I'm just going to be blunt here. I'm just going to be very honest. I've had some stinkers lately. You know that? With the exception of Radiant Black last month, I've really made some regrettable decisions.
That was the legally distinct.
That was the legally
yes,
distinct.
Legally
book,
distinct.
Yes. Yeah, but okay. I've made some bad choices when it comes to what I've spent time staring at. So this month, I went to an area comic book store, and we encourage you to visit your local comic book shop. I specifically visited B-Town Comics in Burlington, Iowa, and I picked up 3 issues of a book written by Mark Waid. Chad's heard of this one. It's called Batman Superman, World's Finest.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So this takes place early on in their careers. Superman. Batman is complete with Dick Grayson as a teenaged Robin. Bruce has his classic blue and gray color scheme, but with the Keaton Bat logo on the front, which is a nice little touch. Yeah.
It's sweet.
It is. It's pretty awesome. And they embark on a quest to stop a creature known as the Devil Neja. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
Close enough.
Neja. Hey,
until they say it out loud, we can say it however we want.
The big devil guy. He's not only throwing villains their way, fellow heroes too. We got cameos from the Doom Patrol, a demon-controlled Alfred. That's fun. And a lot more. But the best part so far has to be Supergirl and Robin's trip to the past. Now, you've seen fun little comics. There's even a little sculpture of Superman flying Batman around, and Batman is just in this incredibly pouty, you know, arms folded
yes.
pose as Superman carries him, much like a small child would carry a cat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, Supergirl is carrying Dick while flying.
By the shoulders.
By the shoulders, yeah. And apparently, she figured out how to just find and then fly through holes in the time stream. It's just one line. It's barely waved away, but goodness gracious if it isn't fun, just because it just reminds us that, hey, kids, comics can be weird sometimes, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be super serious. And while they're flying into the time stream, they're in the middle of an argument amongst themselves about something embarrassing that happened in the past. We don't know what, but it involved the two of them, Dick showing off, and something to do with an unexpected monkey. And that's all we get.
That's it.
All right.
I won't give too much else away. The story's still being told. But from what I've read, this is a lot of fun. It's an optimistic and hopeful Superman teamed up with a Batman that knows how to smile and tell the occasional joke when he's not trying to intimidate someone. At one point, when Supes is flying Batman around, you know, Batman mentions that they're going to have to do some detective work, and Superman mentions, "Why do you think I keep you around? That's the boring stuff." And Batman replies, "I figured it was just so you could get one-on-one time with Robin." Yeah, that kind of stuff. And while Dick is amazing as Nightwing, I kind of want a team-up book between this Robin and the Supergirl that we see in this book, if for no other reason than to get context into that argument. I gotta know. My gotta know threshold has been crossed. So Batman, Superman, World's Finest has so far left me satisfied yet longing for more. I give it 5 holy team-up Batmans out of 5.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice.
Put it on the poll list, kids.
I do like... smiling, joking Batman has always been a little to me, but I do enjoy, you know, fun Dick Grayson.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like in spite of himself. Like, he's still trying to come across as this creature of the night, but you can tell that they are actually friends.
Ah. Okay, so, yeah, don't think this is not jovial Batman.
No.
Fair.
This is not 1960s, hey, old chum Batman. Although, I want that crossover with the George Reeves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superman.
Or the Christopher Reeve Superman, either of them.
Maybe.
No, I would prefer Keaton and Christopher Reeves and yeah. West and George Reeve.
Well, there we go.
All right. Very nice. I don't think we have a lot to talk about this month, guys. I haven't really read anything new. You guys covered Free Comic Book Day a while back. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, the door has been installed.
That's good. That's a Discord joke. Hey, join the Discord. You'll find out what the hell Justin's talking about.
Or not.
I read, whatever. I read like half of the Trial of Magneto, and I mean the 2021 version and not the 1980 whatever version. Thanks, Marvel. This is very helpful. Just keep renaming your X-Men events the same thing you've been renaming it. Inferno? We did that before, but sure, why the hell not? Let's do it again. Trial of Magneto? Fuck it. Let's do it twice.
It's the Trail of Magneto. It was a misprint.
You know, for a second there, you sounded like a very intense farm animal.
Trying some new things.
Well, do what you got to do, man.
Going for a bull sound. 1017 the bull, better country. Go ahead.
Hey,
we're gonna have to start charging for ad space.
That's your day job on your own time.
This is my own time. I own the copyright, damn it.
Chad, do you have anything?
Tacking on to Darren's first time, Red World's Finest number 3, just going to say, if anything untoward happens to Alfred, I'm going to burn it all down.
Fair enough.
Also read Alice Ever After number 2, so I reviewed Ever After number 1 last month, and so liked it enough, picked up number 2. In the continuing vein of Alice Ever After being really, really dark, this issue sees Alice in the sanitarium, where it seems she's surrounded by the denizens of Wonderland, except now she's not on the drugs, and they're still there.
Oh, boy.
Most of the patients seem to coincide with allies and the staff as enemies, as is often the case. It's restrained right now in its violence, but it is also a deeply uncomfortable read. And I look forward to issue number 3. to determine how long I'm going to keep reading it.
At least it's doing its job.
It's like, slowest train wreck ever. I got to know more. So right now it's a B+, and I'm going to keep on pulling it.
Good night, comic. Sleep well. I'll most likely discard you next month.
I don't have pull lists. My comic shop doesn't do pull lists. You just show up on Wednesday, you get 20% off.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Nice.
You know,
well,
that's B-Town Comics in Burlington, Iowa.
I do have one other question. I was reading a Batman comic.
Yeah.
But it's kind of stupid.
Oh, come on, Chad. There are no stupid questions.
And now it's time for Chad Savage's stupid question.
So, Batman, and there's all of his rogues and so forth, and Calendar Man.
Mm-hmm.
Does he get extra crime on leap years?
You know, funnily enough, it's funny you mention that because...
my God, he's prepared for
this one.
I was
reading into Calendar Man, and for some reason... And the weird thing is... So, does that answer your question?
Sure. Thanks.
Cool.
I just want to inform our audience that there were no technical difficulties there. I'm a good editor.
I don't know what you're talking about. I answered his question perfectly.
Sure.
And speaking of things that are just perfect, Kent.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare yourself for Justin's long box. Yeah, baby. Extra long.
Animals. We love them. And over the years, I've touched on a few of our crime-fighting furry friends.
Oh, damn it, so much.
But this month is special. For in all my decades of reading comics, I have never encountered something this amazing.
Oh, boy.
Created in 1990 by Charles Viola and appearing in their own series, I present to you Brute Force.
Yep. All right. I was ready for this one.
You were?
Yep. I am. The only reason I know about Brute Force is because of one of my former jobs. And I don't know anything other than the cover. Which...
Then allow me to enlighten you.
Yeah, please do.
Dr. Randall Pierce, a scientist at MultiCorp, is in the middle of a very delicate and very top-secret operation. He is attempting to add cybernetic enhancements to a gorilla. Why? We don't know. Because at this moment, the lab comes under siege by machine-gun-wielding clowns. They want the gorilla. Dr. Pierce pleads with them. If they wake the gorilla now, the pain it will feel will turn to anger and it will rampage. The clowns don't care. They unhook the gorilla. Sure enough, it's angry. They shoot it with a trank dart and they leave. MultiCorp refuses to call the authorities about the incident to save face. Dr. Pierce laments the failing of the experiment. It was such a simple plan. Create 6 cybernetically enhanced animals to protect their respective habitats from poaching and pollution. Because billions of dollars couldn't have helped in literally any other way.
No. I see no other way.
It's at this point he hears a report of a massive fire in a rainforest. Clearly, that's where the gorilla has been taken. So that's naturally, the only thing to do is to suit up the other animals to save the day.
You gotta
Let's
do that.
Meet Brute Force. You've got Reckless, the grizzly bear, Lionheart, the lion, Surfstreak, the dolphin, Hip Hop, the kangaroo, and Slipstream, the bald eagle, who decides that's not a fitting name for a team leader and changes it to Soar.
Soar?
S-O-A-R. Huh. Reckless and Lionheart take offense at him being the leader, while Surfstream... and hip-hop couldn't give two shits. Did I mention they can talk? And by talk, I mean about as well as a two-year-old. Me won't be in charge.
Oh, no, no. I'm full-on imagining Sword talks like Sam Eagle.
Yeah.
Me won't be in charge.
No, no, that's not a good name for America or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I read the bear. So Reckless is a grizzly bear. I read all of his stuff in a Russian accent.
Right.
Sure.
It's just how you do it. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. That. I get it.
That's fine.
Yeah. So they land in South America to search for the gorilla. Arguing within the group leads to a disastrous first mission. The bad guys escape with the gorilla, and they end up destroying part of the forest. No thanks to Reckless and his Bearzooka. Bearzooka. Oh, well, c'est la vie. We'll get him next time. It's here we learn that Multicorp is actually behind the, quote, theft of the gorilla, and has made even more cybernetically enhanced animals. Uproar the gorilla, Tail Gunner the vulture, Ramrod the rhino, Bloodbath the shark, and Armory the octopus. They're called Heavy Metal.
Okay. All right. All right. Just.
And no, no. That's the end of the first issue.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. Let me just ask. Were there any action figures made of this line, and why do I not own the set?
To my knowledge, no.
Okay.
Which should answer your second question.
Yeah, this sounds like some Street Sharks level stuff.
Yeah. So, in the second issue...
before we get too much further, how many issues?
Four.
Okay. Okay.
All right, quarter of the way there.
25%.
So in the second issue, Heavy Metal tries to hijack an oil tanker, but they're mostly stopped by brute force. The issue ends with Dr. Pierce being accused of piracy and the team running off. In the third issue, they fight a three-headed toxic waste monster. The fourth issue, they have their final battle with Heavy Metal and are successful. Dr. Pierce is cleared and Multicorp pays for its crimes. It ends with the hopeful optimism they'll return for more adventures. And aside from one appearance in a Deadpool annual, they do not.
Why, whatever for?
Even with the enhancements, they're not super intelligent. They're regular animals who now can fire laser beams from their frickin' eyes. Yes, Sore can do that.
Of course he can. That's patriotism weaponized.
And they lean very heavily into that. At one point, Lionheart is stalking some sheep for lunch. Hip Hop stumbles upon a family having a picnic. He scares them. He eats their food. They're just animals with frickin' lasers.
Does Hip Hop have any moments of rap?
No.
At all?
No, it's purely based on the fact that he is a kangaroo and
missed opportunity.
Yes. So there is everything you never wanted to know about brute force. Oh, also, before we move on to the end of the show, Surfstreak, the dolphin.
Yeah.
He got cybernetic legs and arms. So you got this weird robot body with a dolphin tail and a dolphin head sticking out. And he's yellow with a gray dolphin head with a yellow body.
Yeah.
Is that also the out of context comic panel?
It was going to be, but I found something different.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Justin.
If that had been the out-of-context comic panel, I would have just ended with that.
Yeah. I was curious about brute force, so thank you for satisfying that curiosity, and I will never have it again.
You can buy the collected edition on Comixology, not a paid sponsorship.
I understand that. I'm not going to, but I understand that.
You understand the words that came out of my mouth. but here's some things you should do. Go check out our sponsors, and we want to thank them again, Shirtosaurus and Gamefly.
The official
yes. sponsors. Be sure to check out our other shows, You Want Me to Watch What? The Week 3 Podcast, the sporadic TLDR and Geek Cave Chat, and on YouTube, Geek Cave Plays and Retromantics. Look us up on social media, including Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Discord. Links to all of them and much more can be found at geekcavepodcast.com. And say hi when you get there. Be sure to tell your friends about us and, you know, share the love. And now, here is your out-of-context comic panel. We see a woman standing in her bedroom. On her bed, flower petals, presumably laid by her lover. And these flower petals are arranged to make letters. The letters spell a word. The most sensual and romantic word that can ever be spoken or read by anybody. And the word is simply bacon.
Yes. Yeah, for Kent, I'm in.
For Kent, Darren, and Chad, I'm Justin, and this has been The Wonderful World of Comics. And remember, everyone's a geek for something.